Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
2006, that's when it was, when we first met our good friend Lee Branham. Hey, Lee Branham, thanks again for hanging out with us, and thanks for 12 great years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
12 years you've been hanging out with us, and we appreciate you very much. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, folks. And Lee is the founder of the principle of keeping the people. We got a website, Lee?
It's keepingthepeople.com.
All right, mm-hmm. So check it out. And they can find all your books there, too, can't they? And all the things that you do.
Yes, sir.
So yes. Check that out at keepingthepeople.com. You can tell he's got something going on here. He's a really smart guy, and he knows how to help you and me put our best foot forward with our own teams. That's what we're talking about. You've been giving us a report on some of the new trends, and I think logical, sensible trends in performance evaluation, performance feedback with all the different generations that are in the workplace these days. One of the things that I want to ask you about is tied into this feedback thing, Lee. As I'm anticipating and I'm cautioning small business owners with the tightening of the workforce. I mean, there's already millions of jobs going wanting, and now with almost 100% employment, a lot of small business owners, key people are going to be poached. Or at least attempted to be poached by bigger companies who have a lot more money. You got any thoughts from a feedback standpoint? How do we make sure that our key people, the ones we just can't do without? You wrote a book about this. The people who helped you get where you are. I didn't say that the right time. Keeping the people who keep you in business. I think that's one of them. And so how do you make sure that the feedback covers the kind of information to these key people so that they won't allow themselves to be poached?
Well, I this goes back to what I refer to as I used to call it a stay interview, but I really call it a re-engagement discussion with the people that you really most want to keep. And you sit down with them and you basically say, I just want you to know how much I value you as an employee, and I would never want to lose you, and I just want to make sure that you're getting what you need from me and
right.
from this organization in terms of support, and that you feel like you have a future here. And I have a long list of questions. If somebody wanted to, call me or email me and ask for this list of questions. It's a stay interview guide.
Wow.
And it's a whole list of questions.
They can find your email on your website, right? Keepingthepeople.com.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So folks, go there and check it out. Thank you for that, that offer, Lee. That's a big deal because to me, you'd want to get across, okay, so if I were talking to you, I'd say, Lee, you know how valuable you are to us. You know how much we love having you here. You're a key part of this company, and I don't even want to think about what we do with losing you. But you also know, kind of what our financial situation is. We don't have an unlimited budget. We can't pay you the numbers that maybe a big company can. But I'd like to think that we could be you could be happier here, and within our financial constraints and our other capability, what can we do to help you be more successful and be more fulfilled and be happier here? Is that how you approach it?
That's a good way to approach it, Jim, because, a lot of employees might think, well, this would be a perfect time for me to ask for a raise.
Right.
If the employer is telling me how much they want to keep me. But to make that as the caveat that, we can't afford an unlimited, budget for increasing pay and so forth. Although, getting back to feedback, when an employee does something outstanding, and especially, we're talking employees that are in the top 5% of contributions, spot bonuses are a great way to reinforce that, and it doesn't tie you into permanent salary increases.
So just
say that happening.
you know, look, we've had a great quarter. I saw where I could tell where, you know, it wouldn't have happened without you. And here's $1,000.
Right. Yeah. Yep. That, and that sends a real strong message to people. But I think you have to, you know, the employees who stay with the best companies very often get 10 to 15 to 20% paying offers from other companies, but they stay anyway. And they stay for reasons that have nothing to do with pay, because they what they tell me when I've talked to them is, I don't think anybody else would treat me this way.
That's right.
As well as my current.
But I will tell you this, though, Lee. There is something going on right now that's a disruptor, and that's the new tax bill. Corporate America got a much bigger cut. They actually got a tax cut. We only got a deduction. It's qualified. It's temporary. And small businesses who pass through companies, and there are millions of them out there who you've worked for and I have worked for, and we actually have, that are going to be under the gun trying to hold these people with the money that they're going to be offered. And that's just now starting to happen, and I just think we got to point that out.
Well, that's a good thing to point out, but it's all the more reason to have these re-engagement discussions and ask people what they want that's important to them other than money.
If they need someone to hold their hand to guide them through getting this done with their key people, that's what you do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So they can go to keepingthepeople.com and find Lee and give him a call, folks, and see what he can do to help you. Hey, Lee, thanks again for 12 great years. Come back soon.
I hope so. I hope I will. Thanks for inviting me.
Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. Because this land's the place
I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.